Welcome to the Truth and Healing Podcast. It's your girl, Gift. So, gonna continue on our intercession marathon, I call it. Today is day 5, and we're gonna pray and ask the Lord to deliver our children. Just as He delivered Daniel, that He will deliver our children. So today's scripture reading, we're going to take it from Daniel chapter 3, verse 16 to 30. Daniel chapter 3, verse 16 to 30. And our confession, before we start praying, we'll take it from Daniel chapter 6, verse 27. Daniel chapter 6, verse 27. So, we're going to start with our Bible reading, Daniel chapter 3, verse 16 to 30. And I read, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and He will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your God, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. Verse 19. Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury. He was very angry, and the expression on his face changed towards Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He spoke and commanded that they heat the furnace 7 times more than it was usually heated. And he commanded certain mighty men of valor who were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their trousers, and their turbans, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent, the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And the king Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, Did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said to the king, True, O king. Look, he answered, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Verse 26. Then Nebuchadnezzar went to the near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spoke, saying, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out and come here. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came from the midst of the fire. And the satraps, ministers, governors, and the king's counselors gathered together and saw these men, on whose bodies the fire had no power. The hairs of their head was not singed, nor were their garments affected, and the smell of fire was not on them. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying, Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel and delivered his servant who trusted in him. And they have frustrated the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they should not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore I make a decree, any people, nation, or language which speaks anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego shall be in pieces, and their houses shall be made an ash heap, because there is no other God who can deliver like this. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Man. Now we're going to read a confession. Daniel chapter 6, verse 27. He delivers and rescues, and he works signs and wonders in heaven and on earth. Who has delivered Daniel from the power of the lions? Who has delivered Daniel from the power of the lions? Father, we thank you, Lord, and I bless your name. We honor you for your word that has come forth this hour, this moment, this minute. Father, we thank you, Lord, that thou hearest us, and we know that thou hearest us always. O Lord, deliver all children from the binding effect of collective and inherited curses and covenant placed upon them from both sides of their ancestral lines in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. O Lord, give all children divine insurance and deliver them from accident, tragedy, kidnapping, or rituals, armed robbery, and fire disasters in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. Father, as you delivered Daniel from the mouth of the lions, O Lord, deliver all children from being devoured by earthly lions in the name and by the blood of Christ Jesus. As you saved Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the furnace of fire, fourth man in the furnace, deliver all children from the fire of the enemy in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. As you delivered Israel, your people, from bondage in Egypt, Father Lord, deliver all children from the ancestral powers holding their lives bondage in the name and by the blood of Christ Jesus. As you delivered Mordecai from untimely death planned by Haman, O Lord, deliver all children from sudden untimely death and let their enemies die in their place in the name of Christ Jesus. As you delivered Joseph from the envious conspiracy of household wickedness to abort his destiny, O Lord, deliver all children to fulfill their divine destinies by your hand and by your leading in the name and by the blood of Christ Jesus. Father, as you delivered David from 21 attempts by King Saul to kill him, O Lord, deliver our children from all the secret plans of their enemies to terminate their lives in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. As Haman was made to announce the glory of Mordecai and Balaam to bless the Israelites, O Lord, let the Haman of our children announce your glory and let dear Balaam bless them in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. As you disgraced King Nebuchadnezzar, asking of the God of the Hebrew captives that can deliver them, O Lord, deliver our children and make their enemies know that you, Yahweh, you are their God in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. As you silenced the boasting of King Sennacherib and made him to die by the sword of his own children, O Lord, deliver our children from the wicked powers terrorizing them and make the wicked powers die a shameful death in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. As she made Pharaoh to pursue Israel to the Red Sea and perish there, O Lord, let all the evil pursuers of our children perish in the Red Sea of their own making in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. As she delivered Peter miraculously from prison, O Lord, deliver our children from the prison house of the enemy with a miracle of how did it happen in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. Father, as you disgraced Goliath and delivered Israel from his oppression and suppression, O Lord, deliver our children from the oppression and suppression of the powers of their father's house, of the powers of their mother's house, of the powers of their own household, of the powers of any house tormenting their lives in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. O Lord, deliver our children from every satanic embargo placed upon their marital, financial, business, academics, project, and health and spiritual breakthroughs in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. From now to the end of the rest of their days, angels of Jehovah God establish the going out and the coming in of our children so that Satan will not use them to balance his account in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. O Lord, my Father, deliver our children from the power of sin, Satan, and the flesh, and give them daily victory by the blood of Christ Jesus in the name of Christ Jesus. Lord Jesus, deliver our children from the bondage of evil thoughts, thoughts of evil and evil imagination, and creating them new heart and renew a right spirit within them in the name and by the blood of Christ Jesus. O Lord God, deliver our children from the works of the flesh and the lust of the flesh that can hinder their heaven in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. Lord Christ Jesus, deliver our children from the lies of the devil and uphold them with your spirit of righteousness in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. O Lord, deliver the soul of our children from destruction, their eyes from tears, and their feet from stumbling physically or spiritually in the mighty name of Christ Jesus, from the battle of holy people and non-people. O Lord, deliver our children in the mighty name of Christ Jesus, from the punishment of sins, from the punishment of the sins of the ancestors to which our children are not a party to, but are now affecting them. O Lord, deliver them by your hand and by your mercy, in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. O Lord, deliver our children from the wicked devices of secret enemies, known enemies, living or dead, household enemies, and unfriendly friends, planning perpetual battles against them, in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord, and I bless your name. I honor you, O Lord, for you have delivered our children. Deliver them, Almighty God. Deliver them, Yahweh God. Deliver them, Jehovah. Deliver our children by your power and by your might. Father, your word says, it is not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, Father, that you alone are not a man that you should lie. Father, deliver our children by your fire and by your power. Deliver them, O Lord, from the works of darkness in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. Father, I bless your name, O Lord, and I thank you. I thank you, Yahweh, that you are faithful and you are truth. I thank you, Father, Lord, that you have heard us. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight. O Yahweh, our rock and our redeemer. We thank you, Father. We honor you, Father. We bow to you, Yahweh, and we glorify you. We hail you as King and Lord over the lives of our children. And we say, come manifest your power and your glory over every department of their lives. Bless their lives, guide their lives, protect their lives, and increase them on every side. Father, let their hearts be turned towards you. For you are their maker, you created them, and you know their frame. When they were yet unborn, the days that were fashioned for them. Father, smile once more on our children. And let the enemy know that yes, these ones are yours and they cannot be touched. Father, we bless you, we honor you, we thank you, we glorify you, we thank you, and we hallow you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Father, you are awesome and you are great. Have your way in the lives of our children. Bless you. We seal this prayer in the name and by the blood of Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. Amen.